It was the moment the crowds had been waiting for. The first glimpse of the new Mr. and Mrs. Murray. Guests lined the path as the happy couple walked arm in arm to the wedding car, making time to wave to those who braved hail, snow and rain to see them. The fans got their first sight of the groom as he arrived half an hour early, in full Highland dress, ready to tie the knot, his brother and best man Jamie by his side. Next to arrive, the four bridesmaids in floor-length dusky pink dresses. But this was the woman everyone had been waiting for, bride-to-be Kim Sears, arriving at Dunblane Cathedral and keeping with tradition a few minutes late. The changeable conditions didn't dampen spirits. With the wind blowing and rain falling, the bridesmaids re-emerged to lift Kim's dress and train clear of the ground. The guests began arriving with an hour to go, and his mother Judy beaming on her son's big day, and former tennis star Tim Henman among them. The first of the spectators had grabbed their spot early in the morning and braved hail and snow to make sure they had the perfect view of their tennis hero and his new bride. And they weren't disappointed.
It was absolutely wonderful. And it's just a shame the rain has come on, but it hasn't dampened the crowds. It's really been so happy today, and we are just ecstatic.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Just to see, and it was so nice for them all to come down here so we could just see them.
And all the guests lined either side for them.
I thought it was great. I've never seen them before. This is the first time.
So close up, yeah.
If I could do it again, I would.
After a very public departure, the happy couple are heading a few miles up the road to Cromlech's House Hotel, owned by Andy, for what will be a private reception with close family and friends. But the crowds had got what they'd come for, away from the newlyweds. Emma Birchley, Sky News, Dunblane.